All right, welcome back to the PB&J podcast, the podcast about not sandwiches, but
nothing.
Different random topics that we come up with. I am the creator and the co-star. I am one third of the podcast, and I'm with my two co-stars here. Yeah, are we considered co-stars? Since it's three of us and not one person.
Three COOs.
Three COOs, triple CEO.
I'm the CEO.
Triple threat. I'm the CEO. You're the COO.
Let's just say there's three owners.
I'm the C, you're the E, he's the O.
There you go, that works.
Anyways, I don't know if we're going to put this. I don't know if this is funny enough.
Fuck it.
Yeah, so we're PB&J podcast, not sandwiches, just random topics that we come up with.
You know why it stands for that?
We'll leave you guys to decide. All once right. We get at least 300,000 in donations, we'll
reveal the name.
We'll reveal why it's called PB&J. And I have my friend over here, Pineapple. He's one third of the podcast.
That's me.
That's him. And then I have Bubba.
That's me.
Yeah, he doesn't. Yeah.
He's a little slow, guys.
Hey, no, I'm not.
And then there's me.
It's I'm really not. Late over here.
And there's me. I'm not revealing my name because I don't have a catchy nickname yet.
Narcissist.
Oh.
Why not, Joey?
Joe. Come on, Shaggy.
Oh, zoinks! Might as well just call me NJ.
NJ, we got NJ.
Yeah, that's me, I guess.
Nyko Jackson.
You can't be saying that stuff on this.
No, we need to censor and cut that part out. Thank.
Nyko?
But
can't say Nyko?
Do it, stop.
There
goes our sponsors.
Not the KKK.
All right.
So Pineapple had an idea for the podcast. I already forgot what it was. What was it again, Pineapple?
Oh, we're just gonna start off by talking about telephone scammers.
Oh yeah, there we go.
Telephone scammers.
And not to be racist, insert laughing Vine here. The girl. Where the fuck she says it? But all the telemarketer calls that I get that are scams are from people from India. 10 out of 10, I can guarantee it, because since the answer, I hear background noise, paper filing, and everyone's like just talking.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know, I just hear, oh, how about yes, this is such and such. We see that you have an alarm system. We're doing a free promotion already. We send someone out there and give you a free alarm system with everything. I'm like,
I am witness, and he's online. I've gotten so many of those goddamn calls, and it's not even funny.
And when I got called, they're like, oh, do you have computers? And I'm like, yeah. And like, oh, I see here that you have two. And I'm like, I knew I only have one desktop and a laptop. I'm like, oh, yeah, I do. Yeah. He's like, oh, go on your main one. And he made me go on logs, which logs, they pretty much just tell you, like, what happens, like any errors. Mm-hmm. Even if errors could be like small things, like if an app crashes, they'll pop in there. He's like, oh, do you see all those critical warnings? That means you have a virus, sir. I recommend our security package for $99.99. I'm like, oh, okay, yeah. That sounds good.
You can get a good one for less than that.
I hope you didn't use the company debit card of 1243-1234-667-1123.
Don't forget the back numbers.
And then he's like, do you want to give me your credit card and then we could get you set up? I'm like, yeah, just call next week. And they never called back. I let him on for like half an hour.
They hate it when you waste their time.
Yeah, dude. You act stupid? Get
mad. But the vice versa, they freaking don't care.
No, they
this
don't.
One time, Bubba bought himself a laptop, and he said, ever since I bought it, I don't know how these telemarketers keep calling me. They're like, oh, yeah, we see that you bought a new laptop. Like, we need to run some of our stuff on it because there's potential viruses. And I was like, and I told Bubba, like, you know what, just give me your phone. I was talking to him. I was like, yes, I'm on my computer. He was asking me, like, you know, computer stuff, like, oh, can you open up the terminal? I was like, yes, it's already open. What do I need to type in? He's like, okay. And then I forgot what he told me to type in. I was driving, so I wasn't even writing it down. I was like, yeah, okay. He's like, okay, I pressed it, but nothing happened. And he's like, oh, what did you write down? I was like, oh, okay, I put PORNHUB.
And the guy was just thinking, I'm typing in the background, little by little. He's like, can you repeat that again? He's like, are you sure it's the right?
And then we went back and forth and just hung up. Oh, do you remember that one time? It wasn't an Indian telemarketer. It was just some random guy. He's like, oh, yeah, you're a lucky winner for the cruiser. Yeah. Something to go fly out of town.
Everybody gets the same calls.
And then the guy was talking to me. I was like, oh, yeah, I sound interested in it. Yeah.
So
yeah,
I was smuggling you, traffic.
No, he was talking to me. I was like, yeah, sounds cool. Cool. Like, what information? He's like, okay, sir. I'm like, whoa. Did you just assume my gender?
Oh, yeah, I remember that. I remember it.
Like, I was like, what the fuck? Because he kept talking, and I'm like, why do you keep saying sir? I identify as a woman. And then, like, towards the end of the conversation, he was like, yes, sir. I was like, oh, sorry, ma'am, or whatever you identify yourself as.
He was like, I had a hard time.
And he was like, oh, so would you be interested? I was like, yeah. He's like, okay, can you stay on the line? I was like, yeah. And I just hung up.
Like, I probably didn't know he was working for a scam.
Probably.
There's people out there that just fall for that.
It's funny, because like, they did the same thing. They called my dad. Uh-huh. he's like, typical Mexican. He's like, oh, no, I don't speak English. He's like, no English. He's like, yeah. It's your birthday. You want, happy racer singing happy birthday to my dad. He's like, you want a free cruise, for your birthday. He's like, no English. He's like, yeah, it's free. And my dad's like, nothing in America is free, my friend. And then the guy's like, oh, so you do speak English.
Damn, savage.
Damn.
And my dad just fucking hung up.
I just try to block those numbers because they call me throughout every day, dude.
I used to block them, but they would always change their number. So I started answering them.
Thank God they finally put it on the phones, the scam likely.
Yeah. I still answer them, dude.
If I don't see a number like I recognize, I never pick up.
Like, Andrew got speaking of that, can we see your phone so you can play the voicemail message of the scammer that tried to call you today?
Voicemail?
That's the voicemail.
If it's important, they could leave a fucking voicemail.
Exactly, that's my motto.
It is, dude. I was like, I can't be dating a convict.
You get the IRS ones? The IRS is looking for you. You have not paid your taxes. That's another scam one.
This one.
Sadio. They never call. They always send
it over there.
Yeah.
They always send an mail.
You know the voicemail?
3-424-1056. It's the number to
call back.
Oh.
I repeat, 203.
Put it on.
424-1056. Now, if we do not hear from you, we have to issue an arrest warrant under your name and get you arrested.
So
get come back to me as soon as possible.
And then I call them shortly after. And then they answered by, they start 6-7 because I don't want them to have my fucking number. And then I hear them answer. They don't even say hello or anything. I just hear typing on keyboards, people walking around.
Trying to show you that they're still working hard.
Let me see. Oh, here they are. Is it 2 days ago? Is it the 415 number? Oh, no, it's this one. Yeah, it's this one. This is, I called them.
Let's see. You recorded it?
No. I'm trying to see if they'll answer.
No way. They're like in India, so probably.
24 hours.
If they don't answer, then that's, I don't know.
That means that they're real. That means you're gonna get arrested. It was the cook.
Well, you're a convicted felon.
Let's check your number while you're calling
him. Oh no, they left this message 10 minutes ago and I'm scared. I was thinking of, like, as soon as the answer was back, please, I don't want to go to jail.
You know what they call that in Spanish?
What? The
telephone scams? No, you never heard.
Dude, those are worse in Mexico. I don't know if it's the same one you're talking about, but
no, I'm just saying the Spanish word for it is propaganda.
Propaganda.
Really?
Propaganda.
Yeah, just straight up.
Yeah, that's the name. That's what my parents say when they feel like, oh, who called? Eh, it's just propaganda.
Oh, really?
Fucking assholes.
One of my uncles got a fucking one of the scam calls from Mexico saying, oh, hey, somehow they know your name. They're like, oh, hey, let's say my uncle's name is John. He's like, oh, hey, John, it's me, your cousin from over here.
My grandpa got one of those.
He's like, yeah, dude, I'm kind of a tight pickle. I'm in jail. Or he's like, I need like 20,000 pesos to get out. Or someone's like, oh, I've been we've kidnapped your family member. We want money.
That's happened to me and one of my aunts from Mexico called my parents crying. Because apparently they had me kidnapped and they wouldn't give me back for not even pesos, dude, for like $10,000 or something like that.
Yeah, that happened to my grandpa, too.
Like, she wouldn't believe me until they passed me the phone. I wasn't even home and I got off of work. I came and, like, they're in the phone. It's like, can you talk to your aunt? And I'm like, for what? And she's like, she doesn't believe me that you're here. To think you're still kidding out. And I was like, hello? I'm like, and just think, I haven't talked to that aunt like, I don't know how many years. So
your
like,
aunt from Mexico.
Yeah.
Thinks you've been kidnapped from other people other from Mexico.
And I'm like, and that's prior before I started going to Mexico, like, at least, like.
Once a year, but.
Yeah, but well, it's been a minute since I've been there. But
yeah. They probably think you got kidnapped for sure now.
Yeah, and so it's like, there's no way for me, no reason for me to be over there, pretty much.
What about your story with your grandpa, Pineapple?
They called him, and then they're like, same thing. It's like, oh, he's like, oh, yeah, grandpa. He's like, he was pretending to be his nephew. He's like, yeah, I need money. And he's like, oh, yeah. He's like, which one are you? He's like, oh, I'm the one from the U.S. And what? They just get more information. They're like, oh, the one in California? Yeah, that one. And they just agree. And my grandpa, since he's old, he actually thought it was his nephew.
Damn.
And then told my uncle, because he lives right next door.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, no, those are fake. He's like, don't pay attention. Because after a while, my grandpa got mad and just started cussing him out. as soon as they heard, like, oh, it's fake, he's like, oh, you fucking wasting my time.
My dad, he'll get a bunch of those, and they stop calling him a lot, because he'll answer them and he'll get annoyed with them because he doesn't know. He knows English, but it's broken.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I think you've seen it. He'll answer and he'll be like, "Why are you calling me? Por qué hablando, man?" Like yelling, dude, like loud, top of his lungs, dude, like no joke, like top of his lungs. I'm like, "What is he yelling at?" He's all like, "Stop calling me! I don't want you to call me." I was like, "God damn!"
Supposedly that works if you tell him that not to call you.
Yeah,
you're supposed to tell him something.
To put him on the no call list.
Yeah,
and if by they call you again, you can sue him or something like that.
Heck yeah, bring up a lawyer and they'll just be like, oh, okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah, they keep logs in the recording of each saying that, though.
But it's crazy, yeah. Dude, the people, the information, like, when I bought my laptop, that's just showing me Best Buy sells your fucking information.
It's
like,
the bank.
Well, not just that, but, like, the Best Buy knows, dude.
Oh, do you ever get, like, dude, that happens to me, like, the fucking, I think it's real, like, where the phone hears you. Like, you'll just be, like, talking about something. And I'll be looking on Facebook, and you'll see an ad for what you're talking about. I was like, what?
Yeah, I tested it out a while ago with all my computer, dude.
The Wish app does that, because...
It does.
Because I had the Wish app on my phone. I haven't opened it or anything.
I think I did.
And then I was talking to Angela, it's my girlfriend, if you guys were wondering, about, I was like, I need to get, like, new underwear. Not, like, actual underwear, but, like, boxer briefs. I was like, I need to get new underwear. And then I get a notification from Wish, and it's like... sell under. I'm like, yeah, uninstall. Yeah. I was like, fuck that shit.
It was the same thing for me. I was looking up, not even on that website, on another website for shirts, like One Piece ones. And then I see a fucking ad, Wish, a One Piece shirt. I'm like, okay.
Yeah. I've done it, like, when I be on my computer and I'll be searching up stuff. And then I'll go on my phone and I'm on Instagram and I'm getting ads for the items that I search.
My teachers told me of a cool website. It's called, Have I been pwned?
It
shows you if your email has been compromised.
My main email that I use, I probably need to stop using it. It's been pwned twice.
Yeah.
But the first one was about like some Ticketmaster or some weird ticket thing that I never used. I'm like, my information is okay. They only have like probably like my email that's in. The other one, I forgot what it was.
So they show like you put your email and they show like all the websites you're subscribed to. And then if any of those companies have been breached, it'll show like, you should use your email on this website, but they've been breached, so you might want to unsubscribe or change your password.
God,
like mine, for one, is Funimation.
Uh-huh. Ooh, whatever.
They got breached in 2016. Oh, it was a big-ass breach. And then it tells you how many accounts have been breached, like 220 million.
My PlayStation account,
I have the website up and running. We'll put your email.
Do you want to say it out loud? Just type it in.
Do you want your Yahoo one? Your Gmail one?
Yahoo, because they get breached a lot.
I don't have a...
It's your Hotmail, huh?
I haven't... That's... That email, I only used it for, like, the Facebook
part. Oh, it's your AOL, huh?
Yeah,
let's see.
I haven't used my Hotmail in a long time.
Your Hotmail has been pwned. It says, oh, no, pwned. 6 breaches.
From what companies? Pornhub, Grindr,
PlayStation.
Let's see.
Grindr.
Retu.
One was Cheap Ass Gamer. I remember that one.
Cheap Ass Gamer.
It's like.
Where is that from?
Twitter. I remember it was Twitter. Name. Remember Twitter? It's like a Twitter thing. I'll show you like games that are on sale.
Oh, yeah.
They got breached.
I guess
I almost signed up for them too.
Damn, I got breached.
They got 2,844 separate data breaches in February of 2018. Oh, this was recent.
Yeah, dude, it shows recent. Dude, they get hacked like every day.
Daily Motion got compromised.
I bet.
I remember being signed up for Daily Motion.
Wait, what? It says this one for your Hotmail. It's been compromised. This happened this month.
Which one?
The Daily Motion one? January 2019, a large collection of
credentials. But I didn't have a Daily Motion account.
You may have made one a long time ago. You never know.
Yeah, it probably has your information from back then.
Yeah.
Another one is Modern Business Solutions.
The fuck is that? And then sometimes, if that happens, sometimes your email gets, like, passed around.
Yeah, no wonder I fucking get a lot of emails.
And then that one happened in 2016. And then you got one for River City Media Spam List.
What the fuck?
January 2017. The
fuck?
That's it. That's your Hotmail. Let's check out your Gmail.
Yes.
The Gmail is for
mine. One of them was clean.
Socials.
And then the other one had two instances.
Your Gmail is good.
My Gmail was good too. My Yahoo was the one that was.
My Gmail one got pwned twice. Dang. Yeah, one of the pwnage is AI.type, which is I think it was a keyboard on the
phone. And would that app help you to unsubscribe from that stuff?
No, it just tells you.
It just tells you like
if when you've been breached and stuff.
I bet you that spam got sent, dude. Where
the second one was for Ticketfly. I've never used Ticketfly in my life.
So if you bought tickets like on a separate website or something,
probably
could have got it.
Isn't that the?
That was it.
I don't know.
Those are the only things about my main one. And then one of my side emails, I used that email to sign up for games. It got compromised for the what the fuck was the game called?
That was a game.
Yeah. It was for it happened like a few months ago.
My teacher too. He showed us a website where all the torrents are, like literally, like all the torrents online, where you could just search something and then it pops up.
Oh, the tour, I used the Onion for that tour. Apparently,
no, it was another one.
That's being from what I read. That's like being trying to take down by the government, but the government's funding it at the same time.
I don't know. Well, they've taken down a lot of big websites. Mm-hmm.
It's the game was called Town of Salem. That one got compromised. Got compromised.
That's like, the one where a witch chases you, no?
No, or is that a different one? Town of Salem's like a 2D game. Like you're in a village, which one's mafioso, which one's a cop, and that stuff. Yeah, I got compromised for I think how many people? I
can't even trust your own goddamn games anymore.
Good thing this is a fucking spoof email, so they didn't get anything but my name and last name. 7.6 million users were pwned.
I'm surprised that many people played that game.
Compromised data was the browser user agent details, email addresses, IP addresses, passwords, purchases, usernames, and website activity.
If they get your IP address, you're fucked, dude.
VPN.
Yeah, you have to use VPNs.
I use NordVPN.
There's TunnelBear. There's there's another Windscribe.
Arbox. I have it on
Never
my...
trust free VPNs.
Arbox. Don't trust them. The Arbox one.
The ones I got that were free, I didn't like because they limit you. Mm-hmm. They only give you like 100 megabytes.
I use is the one used for like the dark web stuff.
Which cut that. No,
this is Bubba, not me or Pineapple.
Say that and then say your name and then say what you
said. Fuck, I ain't gonna get no high hackers or somehow. Steal my stuff. That's probably why I'm getting a lot of spam emails because of that spam one. Dude.
You're going on dark web shit.
No. I don't use emails like that. I'm talking about like the pwn thing you showed me, that one last one, spam something. It's probably why I'm getting a lot of goddamn spam, dude.
Yeah.
Like a lot of random
problems. It says spam in it. Yeah. It was like a spam filter. You're like, oh, I could use it. It just gives you a fuck ton of spam.
I get emails. You're like, oh, can you start working tomorrow? You make like fucking $3,500 a week.
Oh, you get those?
Only if they're real, dude. I wouldn't mind making
$3,500. I used to get those, but what I did was I just marked every single one of those as spam, and they stopped getting those.
Another spam is the Craigslist spam when they're like, oh, yeah, I want to buy your stuff, but I'm going to give you $3,000, but you're like, it's only $200. Yeah, you just give the rest to the movers.
Have you seen the ones that, I think eBay is like rigged. Like, I haven't used it in years. But when you bid on it, it gets outbid like in 2 minutes or less. Like,
they upbid it. There was a bug of that. I don't know if
the buyer. I bet you the seller does that shit too. They just go on to their friends. More. I'm gonna fucking raise this shit for a dollar, another dollar, and then
the only thing I trust eBay for is for screen replacements phones. That's it.
I don't trust eBay anymore.
I bought Amazon.
Yeah, I haven't shopped on eBay in a long time.
It's just a lot of fake items and.
The only time I bought a screen replacement off of Amazon didn't even work.
On Amazon?
Yeah. And it was only
Amazon
like,
is like, I don't know.
It's, for that type of stuff, it's not worth
it. For like electronics, I noticed like Amazon is kind of
I shop on Amazon just for like
stuff. Bubba, you should tell them about your story of eBay when you bought the Pokemon, the whole
box.
Oh, I'll tell you a good eBay one after too.
I tried for like, how much was it?
I think it was retail for a whole box of booster packs was like, what, $100 and something?
Yeah.
And the guy was selling it for 40 or 50?
They were fake, like
60.
Around there.
There was a whole booster box of the new Evolution. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's not new now, but it's like...
It was new then.
Evolution Pokemon booster box. I ordered it. I waited. The guy said he shipped it and all that stuff. Like, supposedly got delivered, even though it didn't.
Was Marcus delivered?
No.
I think
it was just supposedly shipped. But I think the guy...
And they passed the shipping delivery date, huh?
Yeah. Once I got juked, but like, I did it and it never showed up.
It never showed up?
It just kept idling at us 1%
of the point. Did he cancel it or no?
I called the dude. I was like, what the heck's going on? And he didn't reply. And I went directly to eBay and I was like, yo, what's going on? I spent good money. I'm like, oh, sorry. Here's your money back that eBay gave me. And then eBay's like, went after him.
That's good, at least.
Because they gave me the money through them, but now the company's after them.
Yeah.
But it was weird because his positive reviews were good, so I, you know.
Those could always be fake, though.
Uh-huh. That's true. So I was thinking, like, oh, yeah, he's good. But it's hard to trust people now, dude, when you're trying to buy
something. Remember, people, if their price is too good to be true, it is.
It's either not going to show up, or it's going to show up, but it's going to be a Chinese-made fake. You want to hear about the story of my cousin got banned on eBay?
He got banned?
Yeah.
What?
Oh, my God.
This is back like in...
Before you talk, can I guess? He would buy things, swap it out with fucked up things. Nope.
Okay.
Bang. It was back like seller? In 2008. No.
He damn, dude. If you guys, a little trivia thing, if you guys didn't know, Elon Musk was the inventor of PayPal.
Oh, yeah. I knew that.
Noni? Man. No. That's how you grow hair, dude. You become, make a big company become rich, and you grow
right
hair.
Now. Google, I think, just Google Tesla, not Tesla, Elon Musk, PayPal, and you're gonna see
his fucking head,
his thinning hairline, and then look at him now.
Did you want to guess
marijuana?
Huh?
Did you want to guess on how he got banned? It's pretty simple, but it's pretty fucking funny.
He was selling fake things in everything.
No, he wasn't selling.
Oh, he ordered stuff. Kind he ordered of. It and then like he canceled the payment to his bank.
Yeah. He would do it because he would go and he'd bid on shit. But like I said, he'd always get outbid like 30 seconds or less.
Uh-huh.
He'd just keep going up. So what he started doing, he'd just go fucking hard. Like he'd go on like the grandfather pianos.
Oh,
like,
shit.
There'd be like $1,000 bid. He'd put like $6,000 bid and then he'd cancel right away.
What the
and
heck?
He kept doing that shit and then eBay found out. Like you fucking banned it because he'd go fucking like he wouldn't even go like oh I'm gonna bid $100 more even no like $3,000 more than what the fuck and then he'd cancel because the other people bidding would have to
was
fucking
was just doing that for fun
because he was mad that he kept getting outbid. That's his personal revenge
on the people
on eBay.
Random people, dude.
Well, on eBay crazy. If you buy anything you have, like if you bid on something in their eyes, do you have to pay for it?
No, yeah.
No.
That was like back in like 2006 and 7 when you did that shit.
I think they go by your credit card or your card. Like if you try to make your account again, they won't let you put it.
They go for your... I don't know if they do it, but some websites do it. IP address, they block it.
That too. Like PlayStation, they...
That's why you go to the library.
Do it on the library.
Like PlayStation, they when you get banned, they ban the system. They block the...
They don't ban your IP address. They think they ban
the
MAC address, whatever
the MAC address. MAC address.
They ban that and then...
fuck.
Yeah, MAC address filter.
You only able to play offline.
They do that with Steam, too, and Steam games. Like when people get caught cheating in CSGO.
Yeah. On the national level?
Yeah. Did you see that video?
Yeah.
I don't know why they would cheat on CSGO, dude.
Because they want to win.
There's some decent players out there. And
they're that's why they cheat. They want to be as good as
that one girl, I don't know what the girl name.
Oh,
when she got caught cheating, she's like, do you guys ever get that one glitch?
I know. And she blames her other friends. She's like, I think she calls her Cheryl. I was like, nah, I don't think it's Cheryl.
Yeah, something like that, like Sherry or some shit.
Yeah, it's like, Sharon, she was on my PC. She must have done it.
Oh, I told her not to put anything, and she must have put this on there. I don't know what this is.
Well, there's a compilation of just
cheese. I've seen those. Those are funny, dude.
Freaking hilarious.
I've seen, like, there's only so many videos. I've seen those, and then the salty Smash Bros. Players at tournaments.
Oh, those are
fucking funny, dude.
This one's, I like the ones with, like, the cocky player ones, and then they end up losing.
Oh, yeah.
There's a Smash one when the guy thinks he's won.
Yeah.
And the guy just comes back, and he just, like, throws him out. There's a Street Fighter ones like that.
And there's even the Dragon Ball
ones. I saw one of the salty ones. It was kind of fucked up. Because I guess two dudes were playing, and I guess one of the fucking choosing beggar fucker moves his controller and it unplugs.
I know what it is, yep.
Damn. And then the other player is courteous. He pauses the screen for him to plug it back in. So, you know, he plugs it back in. He pressed start, and then the choosing beggar guy pauses it again. He's like, hey, he should lose a stock because he paused the game.
In tournaments, it's a rule. Even if you do it by accident, if you pause,
you lose a life.
You have to kill yourself.
What the heck?
So he was crying to the refs about it.
So, like, let's say I'm playing you, right? And you disconnect your controller. And just, like, as for a game, I pause it. And, like, all right, connect it back in. It disconnect. Because even he's like, oh, your controller disconnected. He's like, oh. And he connects it. And he's like, oh, yeah, he should lose a life because he paused it.
What a bitch.
And then the refs are like, no.
The announcers, too.
You're like, no. Technically, you forfeited because your controller unplugged.
Yeah.
Because if you unplug it, because there's ragers that just unplug. Automatic disqualification.
Yeah, that's a disqualification if you...
So, like, I got kind of...
So he was trying to be a little, you know.
So the refs were like, oh, that's kind of that guy, you know. He paused it, whatever. And then the guy's like, no, he's trying to make him lose stock. He should lose them first round then.
Yeah. and then they told him, they're like, either play or get out because you should have been disqualified because you pulled your controller.
Damn.
Yeah, when I saw that, I was like, this guy.
Anything to win, dude.
Yeah, just like when me and do we say any NJ?
Just call me NJ until you come up with a catchy name for me.
We're here the other day, and you know, I decided to play some Overwatch on my PC.
Oh God!
And we're playing some games, and some of the games are competitive.
You're talking about the YouTube ID? Yes.
You're playing a ranked or not?
We're playing to get ranked. So people were being really competitive because they don't want a low rank. We're bored.
We're still playing the game.
We're still playing the game. We weren't, like, forfeiting. We weren't throwing the game.
A quick note for this little segment right now that we're talking. Some of it might be censored because we don't want our idea for their YouTube channel to be taken by anyone. So,
well, let's hear it.
We're not going to say what it is. Or we're going to say what it is, but to be censored.
What's the point of saying?
Well, then you say
it. That way we can tell a story. Want to tell them, like, how it led up to it. Right, so our YouTube channel is... The premise is... Me or Bubba or whoever, us three, whoever's playing, will be playing on a computer, you know, playing Overwatch or whatever online game with a team. But make sure that everyone's connected through a mic so you can hear each other.
The more players, the better. Cause
yeah, actually. And then, so, the premise is guy playing, you know, making the clicking noise, click, 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 click.
We were really playing. We weren't throwing or anything. We were actually playing because we didn't want
to
get...
And then we put a pillow over this chair right here, and then I pretend to come in, I'm like... Why are you playing my PC? And then I get a belt and I just hit the shit out of the pillow, dude, and just like, bah!
Sounds like a real person getting hit.
They've done that, though. Huh? I've seen that.
Whack.
But they did it with it was in a video. It was just like a green text.
Oh.
Where they explained what they did. Where a guy was able to do a girl voice perfectly.
What the hell?
And he was doing like a girl voice like online. I think he was playing like RuneScape or some shit like that. And then he was just faking, and he switched over to a voice like if it was the dad walking in and like hitting her.
What?
And then like she was like crying, and she goes back like, "Oh, sorry, I'm back," all crying. And then all these people gave her all this loot. Gave him, I should say.
I wish that's how Overwatch was.
So that was the premise. I was like, "Why are you playing my game? Just hit him nonstop." And he was acting, crying. Stop hitting me.
And I had the headphones on because I don't have a speaker on the PC, which I need to get one.
Yeah.
I need to get the headset speaker thing. You see that?
Yeah, but just wait till you hear the replies to Bubba.
Dude, I was playing, I had the headset on. And all the first one I hear when we first did it, the guy's all like, He's like, yeah, keep hitting him. He's like, yeah. Encouraging the, like, Angie was able to hear it, me getting whipped, hit. Fuck him up. Yeah, they were like, just hit him, yeah. And then they just kept playing, and then the same guy just kept making, like, fun of me. Like, I was getting hit, and I was on the side. And then we finished the game, we left, and we did it, and we went to another one. And then we did the same thing all over again. Playing game, comes in, why are you playing my PC stuff?
Started pretending to hit him.
Pretending to hit me, and then the guys all like, one of the guys, because it's competitive, and these guys don't want a low rank, just tells me, it's like, no, it's okay, just keep playing through the hits. Just keep playing through the hits. And in my head, I'm all like, I want to laugh, but in my head, I'm all like, what's wrong with these people, man? I'm all like, these people are horrible. Yeah. I could have been really physically been hit, getting abused by an older brother, and then
reminds me when you say, like, when people drop back in fucking Black Ops Day. I remember, literally almost the whole team dropped except the party I was in. It was, like, me and two other people. Mm-hmm. And then we were down. Pretty much the game was about to be over. I think it was either Demolition or Domination.
So the other team just left, or they just
gave up? No. The team I was on just left, pretty much, because they were getting wrecked, pretty much. I haven't played in a long time, but Call of Duty used to put you in games that are already almost over. Like, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Dude, I hate that. And then I was like, nah, you know what? Fuck you. We could come back from this. And they literally just needed like 50 points, and we had like 100 or 50. Damn. And we fucking came back and won.
Wow. What the heck?
I got like three chopper gunners and shit like that. I'm like... I was just like on the... Because you know how back then... on the PS3, they didn't have the chat.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it was just all public if you wanted. Just like, see, you guys never give up. And I'm just saying all this dumb shit, like motivational. This is why you never give up on your dreams. You came back from this.
I miss the old Call of Duty, like Black Ops 1, dude.
Those lobbies where people would just fucking call each other.
Yeah. I remember Black Ops 1 was the first one to do the, when you... do the kill cam. As long as your enemies see the kill cam, they're able to talk to you. They can hear you.
I fucking love that, dude.
That was funny, dude, because every time I
had people... Modern Warfare 3 had that, too.
I had people that I'd kill, and they would just be, like, cussing me out because they knew the kill cam would do that. And like, I'll just hear, stupid-ass Bubba,
you
stupid
at this. You fucking hacker. I'd always hear that shit.
Like, oh, you freaking cheater.
Or camper. And like,
but and when I get killed, I'll just be like, I'll just say some stupid stuff. Just to mess with them.
I saw an old YouTube video like years ago where this guy was pretending to be, you know, ass in Black Ops 1, but he was low-key a professional sniper. So he was like,
"Who was it?"
Just some random. I forgot the guy. He's like, "You're lucky I missed the YouTuber." And the guy's like, "Yeah, you just suck, bro." And he's like, "All right, they 1v1 me, bro."
Oh, I saw that one.
And then they 1v1, and it turns out the guy's a professional sniper.
He's an OG and shit.
And Nuketown, and he knows where like all the spawns are. So he just like turns around. He's like, "What's spawning here?"
Oh, I know which one it is now.
Yeah, dude. That one. I was like, bruh.
I hate it when people learn the spawn points, dude. Like,
I remember I joined the match so bad in Nuketown that they literally had every single spawn point on lockdown. No, like literally, it was like, you'd spawn and you'd die. Like,
I don't know how
you can capture a spawn point, dude. That's the only issue with Nuketown. Yeah. It's too small, and all the spawn points are either the backyard of the other house or the backyard of the other one, or like two spawn points in the middle of the...
Where the car is.
They need to do like Battlefield when they have the A or B's, like the capture points, and you can spawn there, or you can spawn in like a vehicle.
Off of your friend, too.
Or you could spawn on your friends. But like,
as long as they're not like under fire or whatever.
And if you don't want to spawn nowhere near, you could spawn in the beginning.
Random.
You can spawn in the beginning area, but that's like when you start the match and there's like a vehicle and you just
Star Wars Battlefront, the good classic ones on the PlayStation
2.
Battlefield's fun, dude. 4 especially is
a good one. I like 3.
3?
I like, well, Bad Company 1 and 2.
And then Battlefield 3.
Battlefield 3. 3 was okay. I played online a little bit.
The 4 one I got, like all the DLCs.
A lot of people like 4 though.
The secret hidden arrows and the freaking...
Battlefield 1 was actually pretty fun online.
Fun fact,
Bubba. That was hard to snipe, dude.
Well, yeah, because of all the precision and...
Yeah, you didn't have, like, exact arrows.
The only thing is, fucking, what gun... There would be, like, a gun that just shred me. the STG or some shit.
You remember that little pistol in Battlefield 1?
Yeah.
I was never able to get that.
Battlefield Hardline.
Mm-hmm. Battlefield Hardline was another way to get it could have been so.
Was it me and you when we played the beta?
Yeah, me and you.
And we were in the an Escalade. And it has the very trunk has a machine gun. And we just be driving around. We literally get like 60 kills a game. Whoever was in the back.
Did it have infinite ammo?
Yeah.
It just have a cooldown.
And the vehicles, they could like break in here. But what they'll do is...
Repair.
They'll repair it or they'll
like Battlefield 1, the repair guys?
They'll throw the health pack or something and it'll just like repair the fucking... Yeah. Everything around it. Like easily. So
it'd usually be... I think it was usually you, Bubba, shooting. Mm-hmm. And I'd usually be driving or in the passenger, and we'd be like, Bubba, get him. Just mowing him down. Dude, we would get like 30 kills.
It was a fun... It's a really fun game, but it's just...
It was a good concept, but I don't think they did it right.
They didn't do it right. It was fun. Like, dude, the Division?
One map was good. The one with the beta one? With the crane fall?
Yeah,
that was like really good map.
That one and the weird desert gas station one. Where you find the riding... The car couch. Mm.
Which one did you say?
I already forgot.
The Division.
Oh, yeah, the Division. That one.
I rented it. I didn't like it.
The concept that they were shooting out was supposed to be a good game, and then what they received was not.
Well, it's Ubisoft. You gotta know Ubisoft always downgrades
everything. I know. On EA, dude, they're like, oh, best graphics, and then they came out, they're like, these are mediocre graphics.
Yeah, Ubisoft always.
Well, Watch Dogs.
Ubisoft always. There's a compilation on YouTube that I saw where it shows you the release, they showed it how it looks like, and then how it really looked at the end of the.
What I didn't really like about it, about Division, was if.
It's the same thing over and over and over again.
No, not that, but like, if you would join my game, and I'll. Yeah, this fool actually has it.
Yeah.
He has the Division. He just showed me.
I play with a killer, dude. That's the one who helped me ranked up. A murderer.
That's what Buzz.
No, really? The Robert Payne guy? The one that...
Oh, now they know where we live. Just Google Robert Payne?
Yeah, Robert Payne.
I don't know how to spell the last name. It's probably P-A...
Oh, but... Y-N-E. Like I was saying, if I was level 1, awesome. And then if you were level 30 and you joined, all enemies would be level 30 even for me.
That's right. This guy, the guy I played with, was so high ranked, dude. And I was like really low rank. He helped me rank up quite fast.
They should have made it like where they get level 30s and then you still get the same level, so it's like the same damage.
This was a good concept of a game.
That was a good game. The only thing that bugged me is that there was a lot of computers.
The game I'm showing is Titanfall 2.
They say the story was good. Did you play the story now?
Well, the story 2? Was just the online stuff.
For this 2? Game, I, for no, 2. Didn't 2 have a story?
I don't remember.
Yeah, 2 had a story.
To be honest, this was an early access game, even when it came out.
That is No Man's Sky, he's hoping.
Hey, can't do that during the podcast.
What?
Can't drink that.
Why? It's not like they could see it. Stop. Put it next to the mic and open it. Anyone who guesses it gets a $10 Amazon gift card.
Follow it. I know what it is.
I know what it is.
The No Man's Sky, they barely upgraded it to the point where it's actually how it's supposed to be.
Didn't they barely add a co-op? So?
Yeah, that's why. But that's why I say this. When this game came out, it was early access.
You have a lot of, like...
I have a lot of games that
mediocre
so
games,
Remember
that game we used to play?
Plants
and
Zombies?
Fun,
Plants vs. Zombies? Me, that's the first one or the second one?
That's the first one.
First one.
Remember we used to play that?
I didn't play that.
No, it was fun, dude. Plants vs. Zombies was fun. I wish it lasted longer.
And Bubba got Watch Dogs, the Target Edition, with 60 minutes of exclusive gameplay.
I had Watch Dogs. I thought it was a mediocre game. The story wasn't great.
The concept that they presented in E3 was good.
It was like, there were some parts that were cool.
Said E3.
No, but it's Ubisoft.
I know.
There are some parts that were cool, but like, I don't know.
That's a good game.
Which one? It's too plain.
Yeah,
I got that game for $5. Batman Arkham.
Mm-hmm. The reason Bubba got this game was just because it came with the remastered
Advanced Warfare.
What's the name?
Yuck.
And then Last of Us, most mediocre game.
Tripping boy.
I haven't played the second one.
It's not out yet.
Not yet. It was supposed to come out last year.
They showed E3 last year.
I forgot about that.
2K14? I have that one too.
GTA 5, dude. Play PC, there's nothing but hackers now.
Yep.
Even on the PlayStation, there's nothing but hackers.
Talking shit about Hardline.
Yeah.
That's a good game. Dying Light is really
good. That's Ubisoft, though.
That's the zombie game, huh?
This is an actual...
That's Ubisoft.
This tech line.
Is it not Ubisoft?
It's not Ubisoft.
I could have swore this was Ubisoft. I guess it's Warner Bros.
Mortal Kombat.
Wait, who made the second one? Did they make them?
No, they haven't made a second one. Dying Light.
Yeah, they have. Or they're making it.
I think they're making it, most likely.
Yeah, I remember...
The DLC's still coming out. Dying Light is... I haven't even beat that game, but that game is... It's long, from what I know. Because I played for a while, dude, and that game's long. That's a great game. I need to get back in that game. The online on that one is fun, too.
They added a Battle Royale mode.
On that?
But it was pretty garbage.
But the game in general, that game is really fun. That's a really good game.
Battlefield 1.
All right.
Siege. Siege is a good game.
What was your game of the year for last year?
Last year?
God of War.
What was that?
God of War? No, yours, fool.
That you played.
That you played.
I did play God of War.
That you owned.
And beat.
That you owned.
And platinum.
I didn't play it because of
that. That you've owned.
That I owned last year?
No, what was your game of the year last year?
Can't be God of War because that was in your game.
I still play it.
It's not your game.
What were the games I played last year? Well, last year I didn't play my PS4 a lot.
Or I'm saying game of the year. It doesn't have to be PlayStation.
Minecraft.
Fuck you.
Of course.
No,
so many games that came out.
Damn, there is a lot of games that came out.
Dragon Ball FighterZ.
The reason I didn't get playing because like don't get it, it's not worth it.
I have it.
I was like $60 for a 2D platform, but their graphics are slightly 3D.
It's fun, but it's fucking hard to get into it. Just because the people online are fucking savages.
And they just fucking mash the same combos, or you just stuck in the corner. Yeah, I've seen videos.
It's hard to get good at that game. Because there's so many fucking mechanics to it.
Counters.
Counters, Dragon Rush, Sparking.
Jeez. That's a lot.
Blocking.
I can't wait for that new Dragon Ball Project Z.
The RPG one?
The RPG one for Goku?
Can't wait till the new One Piece game, RPG game.
I can't wait for Last of Us
2. The World Seekers?
I'm waiting for Last of Us 2. I'm waiting for that.
What's your game of the year?
For last year?
Red Dead Redemption.
Nah, I still haven't even beat it.
Oh, I still haven't beat it?
No, because Kingdom Hearts came out. Oh, boy. I'm playing that shit. Probably Spider-Man.
I played it. My friend Gabriel.
I didn't really play a lot of games last year.
Last year, I've been on PC.
I replayed a lot of games. I replayed Metro.
Metro?
Yeah.
Have you tried the Monster Hunter game?
No, but... That one had potential, but they didn't do it right.
The game we played the most is Overwatch, huh?
Yeah, but I'm starting to lean away from Overwatch because I just don't like it. It's not the same anymore.
No. I'm just going to say The Forest because that's an actual
game. Oh, yeah, The Forest. Yeah.
The Forest is a fun game.
It barely became an official.
Yeah, it barely became an official full game.
More early access.
Mm-hmm. Final Fantasy 15, wasn't it? That was 2015, but that game was cool too.
Raft, that's another fun game.
I don't have that one, so I can't say anything.
It's just really hard to play one player.
Yeah, you need a crew for that one.
Oh, yeah. I learned it the hard way.
The worst game that I think that came out last year was Metal Gear Survive.
Oh, God.
It's that multiplayer one where there's, like, zombies there, too.
The fact that, you don't remember that? I wouldn't doubt you. I won't blame you for not knowing.
That game was legit. Metal Gear 5, whichever one.
They just took the engine.
Uh-huh.
Copied it over.
Copied it. Made try to make a multiplayer. Failed.
Isn't that survival. The one that they kept complaining that was too, like...
Funhouse played it.
Yeah, they said it was, like, too, like, not realistic. It was just too OP. That, like, you died too many
times. It was
too
grindy, and then the enemies were way too strong.
Yeah, I remember.
Just like Fallout 76, when it came out.
I don't even have that game yet. Well, I have the game, but I haven't installed. I haven't played it, dude.
It's legit the same engine for Fallout 4.
Pineapple started, and it just crashed my PC.
Oh, yeah, Fallout.
For some reason.
Yeah, I'm gonna look up the games for last year.
But yeah, Fallout 76, garbage, dude.
Oh, Breath of the Wild.
That came out 17.
I know. No, 16, I think.
My best 17 one was Nier Automata. That was my best 2017 one.
Damn, what did I play 2017?
The Nier had the best soundtrack to a game I've ever played.
One of the best. On console 2017?
What?
Well, I think I've been over a year already on PC.
I'm barely going to be a year.
A year?
for Ready? Since I've switched over to PC gaming.
But here's the reason I switched to PC gaming.
I bought mine.
And I haven't regretted it. I'm not getting it wrong. Don't get me wrong. It took me at least a good month to get used to the keyboard and mouse.
You know what game you should buy since you have a Switch? Octopath Traveler. I heard that one's really good. It's an RPG.
The Octodad?
Octopath.
Of course he would say Octodad. But another game that came out last year is Far Cry 5. And I have the game.
Yeah.
It came with my Blue Yeti and I haven't even played it or installed it.
The new Far Cry is coming out this year.
You mean DLC? Made game?
Is it DLC?
Made game? You remember how Primal was?
It was DLC, right?
It's it's pretty much just a DLC made game.
Yeah, I freaking knew it. I thought it was DLC at first. But
it's supposedly just the same map, breach skin.
And that Far Cry, the recent one that came out, your whole thing is to stop the guy from the cult thing. But in the new one, the DLC made game, everything that he was saying actually happens.
Yeah.
So everything that people thought he was crazy for actually happens, and you go to him for help. So you're like, what the heck? And then I say in the commercial, he tells you, or is it you come to me after all we've been through? He's like, all of a sudden, why are you, here? So when I thought that, I was like, hey, that's a cool concept. Apparently, the bad guy was right. Was it just
true? For which one? Far Cry 5?
Yeah, the new Far Cry one that's coming out?
I rented it. It wasn't.
Is it just copy-paste of old ones?
Far Cry 5 is just a copy-paste.
You know what game was that came out last year, too? Then? This is one of my top games. The remake for Shadow of the Colossus.
That was last year? Damn, I thought it was a year before.
No, I planned on that shit.
I thought that was just, I thought that was
They always remaster that fucking game. PS2, PS3, not
PS4. This one was a remake, at least.
Oh, you guys play that new Resident Evil?
PS3 was just, in HD?
Yeah.
Oh, Biohazard? HD. The Biohazard from Resident Evil 7? Or Biohazard 7? And the
remake? The remake of 2?
One that came out a few weeks ago?
Well, apparently they're going to do it with every Resident Evil. They're going to... Because this one is
the next one they're going to do is the third one.
The only people demand for it, and people are demanding for it.
Dude, they want Nemesis.
Yeah. I can't wait for 4, dude.
Well, you think they'll do 4? They fucking re-released that one so many times, too.
Well, the thing is, they did the same thing.
That's true.
They did re-release the
first one.
Second
HD.
They did
the first one in HD.
They re-released it. But the thing on this one...
Yeah, because it was a free game for the PlayStation Network.
This one, it's the same kind of story, but they just tweaked it a little bit. They added a little more things, or they added a little extra detail. But they made the graphics like now-gen graphics, which is really cool because I saw some gameplay. I saw Funhouse.
Do they have tofu mode in that, in the second one, in the remake?
What?
Which one?
Tofu mode, Resident Evil 2.
I don't know what that is.
It's like, if you beat the game, I think on hard, or like under, I forgot what the time limit is. You unlock the tofu mode, which is literally, you're literally a big giant piece of tofu. You only have a knife to kill zombies, and that's it.
I never heard of that.
I know they give you guns with unlimited
ammo. But from what I was reading,
like Resident Evil 4?
And
what I was reading
the Chicago typewriter?
Yeah, right? Resident Evil 4, from what I was reading, apparently I was like, people, the big Resident Evil fans say that's when Resident Evil died out.
Which one?
Resident Evil 4?
Dude, I like Resident Evil
4. I like 4, dude. 4 was cool.
I always get scared
I always call him the Crazy Joe. The chainsaw guy? The big
chainsaw guy? The guy right in the beginning?
Yeah, his name was Salvador. The big chainsaw guy.
5 was a great multiplayer game. Co-op.
Yeah.
I would always cuck my teammate.
6 was just garbage.
I stopped playing after 5, dude. After
yeah,
I saw
5 was the last one I played.
Other ones.
I think I rented 6. I don't know when. I think I played the demo of it and I fucking hated it.
Didn't they have the Project Raccoon City or whatever?
Oh, God. Operation Raccoon
there
City.
There you go. That one was garbage.
You're the people that were...
You're Leon. I was like, Leon Resident Evil?
No, there's another one. The Umbrella Corporation where you're the guys with the black mask.
Oh, that's Operation Raccoon, though.
Yeah, that's what I thought, too. The one you're talking about is just Raccoon City.
Yeah. No, there's one about Leon. It was about fucking Raccoon something. But the one you're talking about is Umbrella Corp when it's a multiplayer game, right?
Yeah.
When you're fighting. Yeah. That was a cool concept, dude. I think I wanted to buy one. It was like $15 on the PlayStation Store, but I'm like, who the fuck's playing this right now?
That's the thing about Resident Evil games. They're just like a one-time play.
Yeah. Which one was last you played?
Biohazard 7.
Oh, yes.
Resident Evil, I played on the VR.
This guy. I would always play
I would play on the VR, and I don't know why 10 minutes in, my stomach would just be turning hard, and I'm like, I can't.
Your head will be sweating like fucking crazy, yeah.
Bubba came to the point of the game where he beat, or he was at the final stage. Oh, yeah, I was at the
final stage.
And he didn't, he stopped there.
He just stopped, I just stopped, I don't know why. Because I just knew what was going to happen. That was the hard, dude, if you play that game in like a good hard mode, dude, that game's hard as shit, dude.
Another a game that I wanted to try out last year was Detroit. Become Human.
I saw the gameplay of it. The graphics are nice. I saw like one of the stories. It's a David Cage game, so if you like Heavy Rain or Beyond Two Souls,
you'll Heavy Rain's a good one. You know, the murder is not my thing. Spoil it.
It's a fucking old ass game.
I think a good game that came out last year was Soul Calibur 6 or 7.
Because that 2B?
Just because of the character customization.
Critical shows. I haven't seen it, but it shows.
I liked it because they have one of my two favorite characters as fucking The Witcher, Geralt, and then Nier, the 2B, they put both of them in there.
I like, there's the one where they show a Plague and like Rolf, all them like fighting against each other, Mr. Krabs and all that.
I just thought of another top game of last year, the Spyro remaster, or remake.
I haven't played that.
Dude, that was my childhood right there. I fucking planned on all three games.
God damn, dude. Did you do that with the, did you get Crash Bandicoot?
Fuck no, dude, Crash is fucking hard as shit.
Yeah, it's hard as heck, dude.
There's like time travels where you literally can't mess up one step.
Yeah, I seen the Funhouse when they play it, when they're like challenging each other to beat it under 3 minutes each course.
That's one of the hardest maps, the bridge.
Yeah, the bridge.
And the Stormy Ascent.
That's one game. People cross the wire that just straight.
Really I like Spyro better than Crash.
I'd rather be a fucking dragon than...
I haven't grew up with... I didn't grow up... I've seen my cousins always had the PlayStation, the first one with all those.
Mm-hmm.
But me personally, I grew up literally with Nintendo. GameCube, Xbox.
Yeah, that was everything.
64. I started off with the original NES.
Why I said Xbox for some reason. Like the NES, the NES, SNES, the GameCube
64. I had a little bit of everything. My brother had the Genesis. My cousin had the Nintendo.
Your brother had the Genesis? I had a cousin that had a Genesis. It was crazy.
They both had the... my cousin had the PlayStation 1. Damn. My cousin had Xbox. My brother had PS2. Game Boy Color.
I missed the GameCube, dude.
My cousin had GameCube. I played all the 64 and 64.
They were cheap. They were $100. But the only reason they were that was because the disc reader will die out eventually. But I just want one game to be remastered, dude. That's all I want from Nintendo 64 to be remastered.
Skyward?
Twilight Princess?
No, they already remastered it. They could remaster it.
They just made an HD version of it.
I need a Super Mario Sunshine remake.
Super Mario Sunshine? I thought you were going to say Galaxy.
No, those are fun. That's a Wii. Those are fun games. Like Mario Galaxy?
I'm waiting for them to remaster that they said...
They got to make Skyward Sword, like you told me.
Not that one, but... That's been announced, but it's been like years. Final Fantasy VII.
That was one of my top games ever. Mm-hmm. I played that game five times.
That was the one on the GameCube.
That game is too fucking long, dude. Huh?
Is that the one on the GameCube?
No.
Final Fantasy VII is PS1.
Which was the GameCube one? There was one for the GameCube.
Final Fantasy Tactics or something like that.
Tactics was a PSP one.
That was the only Final Fantasy... The Final Fantasy on the GameCube was the only one I played.
My favorite...
Which was fun.
My favorite Final Fantasy game... is Final Fantasy VII Crisis Core for the PSP.
I remember that. You ever play the... Or even hear about the... The one with Vincent?
There's like... I think like four or five different Final Fantasy VIIs.
Have you seen that one with Vincent?
There's a Vincent one. Like a Crisis Core. The original VII. And I forgot there's one more.
Another VII?
I think. Unless it's the just those three.
There's the movies.
Advent Children.
Dude, when I saw that movie the first time, I almost fucking passed out. That shit was awesome. When he fights Sephiroth.
I know, dude. I was like...
You never seen the Final Fantasy VII movie?
This is like years after VII.
Dude, this was ahead of its time. It looks like shit now, but... Back then,
it was good.
I bet. Yeah, dude. And then the fight scene.
All I know is that Cloud, bro. When that Final Fantasy, that new one, the newest one that came out, the one you had?
The new movie wasn't that great.
No, I'm talking about
Kingsley?
The game.
The game was okay, too.
Oh, Final Fantasy 15?
I heard that people were, like, wowing the food.
The food looked delicious. The
quality looked amazing.
The graphics were great. The music was great. Just the story.
Was kind of whack.
Yeah, it was too fast.
You have to rush your daddy and.
Your guys' Final Fantasy was My Legend of Zelda. I bleed that shit, dude.
I love mine. Was like, I had so many games that I played, like Altered Beast.
I love playing the crap out of the Legends of the games.
Heads up.
I think it still goes
the out. Maximum recording time that's for a segment is 60 minutes. Keep an eye on the clock. Alright, so we need to get rid of all the good topics, and then if it doesn't roll over, it doesn't roll over. Right. It's because we were in a call when we did that.
No.
So I don't know if it's going to stop.
Maybe. Yeah, you know, we're in the chat room, and the mic kept recording. You don't remember him.
Alright, we're going to try to do an end segment right now.
I was just going to name a couple more games.
Alright, go ahead. I'll just top say...
top players, God of War, every Uncharted game, especially number 2.
No, I'm saying
every Legend
games.
Of Zelda game.
Old games that you grew up on.
Super Mario Star Sunshine.
Fox 64.
Crash Bandicoot. Spyro.
Legend of Zelda.
Road Rash.
Twister Metal.
Gran Turismo.
WWF No Mercy.
I love those games.
WWE 64. SmackDown, Shut Your Mouth.
I know it's a little bit newer. SmackDown versus Raw on the PS3.
The original ones were fun.
Or was it 2? PS2.
SmackDown versus Raw, the one with Mr. McMahon's face? Mm-hmm. PS2.
Yeah, that one.
That was the original one, dude.
I love
that. That's the one that started it all. And then, but then that era died off, huh? SmackDown versus Raw, now it's just WWE.
GTA San Andreas.
San Andreas.
Two-player mode was cool, but if you weren't first player, you're fucked.
Yeah, that was too much.
There's some fighting games too. I don't even remember the name.
Killer Instinct on the 64.
There's a dinosaur one.
Oh, that's
Primal Rage.
Turok 2 on 64.
Yeah, oh my god.
Rampage.
I have my 64. Bought it at Goodwill. $40.
Dude.
Two controllers. The joysticks are still in the center. I think it came with like 6 games still in the box. I have 007 in the box. And Ocarina of Time in the box.
The gold one too.
Mario and 64 is great.
The gold one's Majora's Mask, I think.
Have the gold one?
The Conker's Bad Fur Day.
Conker's. Best 64 game. And then I wish I had an Xbox at the time to play the remastered version of it.
It was the same. The online on that game, like the computer, the
mini games and all that stuff.
It was weird.
I remember playing that shit all the time, dude, against my brothers. Yeah. I was the squirrels, he was the teddy bears.
Teddy bears are supposedly, you know.
NFL Blitz is another good one, too.
Which one?
NFL Blitz.
Time Splitter. Mm-hmm. Oh, if I could get a remake of Chrono Time Trigger. Splitter, dude.
Chrono Trigger's a good
time
one.
Time Splitter would be nice to play again on a remake. Like a remaster and everything.
I wanted to see them remaster Final Fantasy 1. Just to see what their concept of it would be.
Right? Yeah, it was actually hard. I remember playing that game.
Took forever, dude. Especially because since it's the first one, you don't know where the fuck to go.
I forgot what the game's called. It's the guy, he's like running around getting like hearts or souls.
What?
Hearts or souls? I forgot, it's Shadow something.
Shadow Hearts?
Yeah, I think it's the guy with the glasses. He's like a bald dude with like weird goggles or something.
Hitman?
No, not Hitman.
Shadow.
Search up Shadow Hearts on your phone. I want to see the picture.
Is it a PS2?
Shadow Hearts, the game.
Maybe, I don't remember.
There is a... You ever played Dead to Rights on PS2?
Dead to Rights?
That game was good, too.
Is it any of these? Destroy All Humans is a good one.
Destroy All Humans is great. Under Your Skin? That's a not well-known one.
No, it's not that one.
Alright, guys. So we have to do an end segment, because we're under the 2-minute mark. Well, how should we end it? Goodbye.
Okay, well, to say something interesting.
So we say the...
Remember, always have your morning, or always eat your PB&J with this podcast. We're not a sandwich podcast.
If you're always hungry, PB&J's for you.
Well, it could be
if the next you're one. Hungry to hear stories, PB&J is just for you.
In my head, I'm just thinking, damn, these guys are lame.
She's probably gonna be yelling at me because she probably works tomorrow.
Do you work tomorrow?
She's asleep.
Oh, she's awake. She's playing.
All right. Last 30 seconds. Come on, guys. Let's set it. Let's say in the last 5 seconds.
Do a repeat of last time.
All right, guys. Hope you guys enjoyed the podcast.
Hopefully, number the audio is good. Because we're kind
this
of in
is,
a circle.
We're actually gonna upload this one, so we're gonna have to like actually.
We need to learn how to.
I mean, 0.1.
This is gonna be 0. Yeah, 0.1.
10 seconds.
And then once we start getting the hang of this, we'll release our first recording.
Bye.
PB&J podcast.